we are working on buying the tents from military overages, their auctions, and we plan to buy between 5 and 10 of those if we can get them at the right auction price. And as far as electrical power goes, we have coming 212,000 kilowatt generators, and we have a gas-powered generator that I bought for COVID, probably 5-6 years back, whenever 2019, when COVID started. I bought that generator. We've used it once here, but it's 8,000 kilowatts. And then the two wind generators that are 5,000 kilowatts apiece for a total of 42,000 kilowatts of power. So we will need to buy the batteries to store that power in. And so we'll do that piecemeal, and we're going to start with, even though we may be looking to buy 10 tents, if we can get them at close to $340 a piece, somewhere in there, then we'll look to buy 10, and we will set up 3 and store the other ones. We will build up on the 3. And try to rent those out, and we will put the other ones up, you know, one at a time, but they will go up as just raw camping sites. So that is the goal right now. And I repeated that so that we would have it on the record, because I didn't record anything I had said, but I need it on the record. And so there are no questions concerning any of that right now. Okay. We will start trying to grow again probably mid-September is what I'm thinking. The temperature should come down some by then. And so I will endeavor to do that. And I will continue to learn and monitor the site with the auctions. Because once we submit a bid, we cannot go back on it. The only thing that can happen is we get outbid. But if we win the bid, then we are, we're committed. Can't say, well, no, I changed my mind. We're committed to it. So I'm gonna make sure that whatever budget that we have, that, you know, if I say we have a budget of $3,000 for those tents, then however many tents we can get for that $3,000, that will be what we get, and that will be the max that we would be spending for those. And so that's where we're at with this. Okay, anything else? I can't think of anything else. As I said, I've been working on the website and trying to get it updated. All this different technology, it takes constant work to maintain it. And now that we are no longer on Blog Talk, what is happening is, you know, people are starting to get the word again. This is how to get here. Not everybody's committed to doing the stuff off, you know, the land. I have more Gentiles that are interested now, but, you know, I'm not really trusting Gentiles. So they have a way of uniting together and, you know, stabbing you in the back and doing all kind of things. And so I'm not really, really committed to doing or letting him in at that level at this point. Maybe sometime in the future. But I do have those that have learned about it and are interested, and they want to come visit and see how things are going. Then they would want to join if they saw what they liked. And but it's more so from the Gentiles than it is from our own people. Let's see, anything else? Nope, can't think of anything else. Any ideals from either of you?
Well, no, you probably pretty much got it down.
Well, I'm trying to be thorough and trying to do it the most efficient way for us. But if you guys have any other, if you have other ideals or other thoughts, I'm open to hearing them. You didn't hurt yourself on one of them cream pies, did you?
No, I didn't.
Let me stop picking at you, my sister.
It's okay.
Go ahead, Sister Denise. Sound like you had something you wanted to say?
No, I'm just saying, no, I don't have anything to add.
Okay. All right, so I just wanted to let you guys know that we are making progress. Some things we're able to move ahead on, some things we're not. As soon as we start growing good, then we will go ahead. We should still be practicing our phone scripts because we are going to do that. That hasn't been shelved or anything like that. It's just, it doesn't make sense to be calling and I can't actually provide a product. And we still got to figure out what's going on with Sister Mary's phone.
Sister who?
Mary. You didn't change your name, did you?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, got to figure out what's going on with your phone. Because, you know, you could hear us, but we couldn't hear you. And
I asked the guy at T-Mobile about that, and he said that it just blocks the numbers off. You cannot just not unblock one number and don't unblock the rest of them.
That depends on what rules he's using. If that is the problem. But the thing is that you're receiving the call, and I think the block he put on it wouldn't even let you receive the call. You don't get the call at all. So I don't think that that's the issue because you wouldn't get the call at all. It would block it. But the fact that you're able to hear us means that you're receiving the call, but your phone is not sending back out or it's blocking the port to send it back out. So you're having a one-sided conversation. And, you know, I may have to figure it out myself, but I would have to really know and figure out what all software you have on your phone. Because it's a one-sided conversation is what's going on. You can hear us, but when you're talking, we can't hear you. So that tells me it accepted the call and then it's allowing sound to come in, but it's not allowing sound to go out. And that can happen, but I'd have to figure out on your phone how you would actually, unblock that. But we'll get it figured out. One way or the other. Or, all right, wait a minute, all right, and that's on your phone, right?
Yes.
Have you tried this on your computer? Because it'll work on your computer as well. I just have to send you the software. Because I have it on my computer as well. And so rather than dialing from your phone, you would be dialing from your computer. And your computer may not have the same restrictions on it. Which is an option, if you want it to be an option. Okay. Well, if there are no other questions, I don't have any more updates. I'm going to make a motion that we adjourn this meeting then.
Second.
We have a second?
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. This meeting is officially adjourned. We will meet again next Thursday. I will try to have an update once I completely learn this system for the auctions. Because, you know, I was in bed this morning and kept coming to me. And it was like, y'all was saying, hey, there's a better way. There's a cheaper way. And I said, I wonder if I can get this as a retired military. At a cheaper price, some kind of way, or because I'm associated with the military. And then, you know, it led me to these other sites that I could actually go to where the guys that are buying the tents that I was buying them from, or go directly to the source and get it cheaper. So that, well, you know, while you guys are here, I know we said we're going to stop, but I can actually show you this. At least I think I can. Yeah, there it is. So let me share my screen real quick, and then we'll get out of here. You should be able to see my screen.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Do you see it, Sister Mary?
Yes.
Okay, so you see the price on this tent right here is $300. Right here. Okay, so this is an auction. They don't have the picture of the tent set up. Hold on a minute. But I did have a picture of one set up. Let me see where I put that at. Give me a hot second. So I'm going to stop sharing and I'm going to reshare. And this is a rendition of the tent, the way it could look. Let me share again. All right, you should be able to see my screen again. All right, so you see that tent there?
Uh-huh.
That is, I think it's 20 by 30. And this is the same size that we were looking at before, but this has more windows in it. And But it's the price is only starting at $300 in the auction, rather than the $2,300 or the $2,800 that he was asking for on the site. So, if we can get them, I think on this thing, let me stop sharing and reshare this site again. And let me know when you can see that page again. Okay, so I can search here. And then this is how many they've actually sold in the past. So you see it says for sale two. Mm-hmm. It says sold four. So if I look at here, I can look and see what that same tent, this is what it went for in February, $330. So if we can get them for that price, then, you know, $330 versus close to $3,000 is a way better deal.
Yeah.
And I would just say, okay, I had plan, if I had planned to spend $3,000, then I'll just divide this by $3,000. That's going to be roughly 7 or 8 tenths that we would have, where we would only got one before. And so I will, once I finish reading more rules and making sure that I understand how the site works, then I will put in a bid. Like this tent right here, this tent is a huge tent. This second one over. So this was like 20 by 30. This one probably about, probably a 40 by 80 tent. It's a huge tent. And I wouldn't want to bid on it, even though not right now, maybe later, something that size, as like a main meeting hall for us or whatever. But not right now. But we could get tents that big and use them. Right now, I'm thinking 20 by 30 is big enough. And if we needed to, we could always join tents together to make a larger living space. Because they're designed that way, that they, you know, that you can actually join these together. And so you won't just have just like that, the straight tent that I showed you on the other picture. But you could actually combine them and make them longer or put one sideways and it look like a T or an H. You know, you could just start to reconfigure it. And just make a different living environment. But they are, you know, these are heavy duty. They are designed to, you know, to last. They are designed to withstand, you know, the weather. You can heat and cool them. And so eventually, so while we're on this site, let's see if I change. I actually want to bring up, I don't want to lose this page right now. So let me bring up a new page, copy. So let me, clear this. I'm on clear. It's So we just don't want to uncheck that box. Let me just go here. Auctions. Come on. All right, so did your guys' screen change?
Yes.
Okay, so now you're seeing trucks. Okay, let me stop sharing and reshare. And I'm just showing you guys, to show you the potential of the site. All right, try to get on your screen again.
Yes, I see the truck.
Okay. And what about you, Sister Denise?
Yes, I see
it. Okay. So anything that the military has, we can basically, you know, they get worn out or they get older. But the thing with the military stuff like this is, it's built to a different standard than your normal stuff. Uh-huh. And it's built heavy duty. So like, let's say the computers that I use, the computers that I have right now are 10 years old, but they were business grade computers. One of the other ones that I had was almost 30 years old. It was still working. Because it's designed differently. It's not designed for the normal consumer. Does that make sense? So they would still work. So as we need, because, you know, trying to get around on these properties, 200 acres is a lot of land to try to walk, okay? And if you're not used to walking, it's even worse. So to get one of these types of vehicles and catch it at the right time, you know, $3,500 and then put in a bid, let's say $5,000, then we could get something that's usable on the land that's cheaper than what we would get in the civilian world. It's used, but it's going to be way more sturdier. Okay, and it will. Well, I'll make sure that it works. But you see the places that these things are at. Like, these are in California. So I'd have to go to California to pick it up. But this one is where? Michigan. So if I were to bid on that and get it, then I'd have to go all the way to Michigan to get it. And that's what, you know, that's what I have to be careful of. Okay. Now, here's a shipping container designed for the military, but I'm don't know if this has anything in it. Let me see. It's a 20 footer, and they want, let's see if they show the inside. I guess it's empty, but it's only $1,200. But we still would have to get it transported to us. And that's the issue there. So I wouldn't try to get everything from here. But only what, you know, big items like, let's see if I can go back here and don't know what this production equipment is. No, we wouldn't need that. I'm trying to see the bigger trucks that they have so you can see the pricing. We're not in the market for no boat. All right, so like this big forklift. Now this is a heavy duty forklift. It can lift a lot of stuff. Probably even a shipping container. An empty one. But the price on it is what, $3,000? And so we could probably, you know, bidding on it, you know, just depends upon who's bidding on it. But let's say we were willing to pay $5,000. We put in a bid for $5,000. If it only went up to $4,000, we'd only pay $4,000. But we would have to go get it or have it transported. But this would be able to do a lot of the heavy lifting that we have on the land. So if we, you know, once we put the shipping containers, it's going to come times when we have to move them. And so this would be good for that. To be able to move a shipping container and put it in place wherever we want it, move it around, do whatever. So it's buying these things like this and then just, you know, storing them. We could actually put them inside of a tent because we could get a tent large enough that they can just go in and they're just covered. But we have them, you know, to use as we need. I had found some, like a smaller bulldozer that I would look for. Let's see. Okay, like one of these would be ideal for on the property, one of these. Mm-hmm. For, you know, moving around, you know, the not big heavy stuff, but just getting around and moving stuff around. But we could start at $1,200, and let's say we pay $2,000. I've seen these similar to these, brand new, that were not as robust as these. They would only have one axle in the back, and they were like $9,000. So if we get this for with this double axle, which means it would handle more weight, then, you know, moving stuff around the land, you know, going from here to there and what have you, $1,200 or $2,000 is not bad. But we just have to, you know, can't get everything at once unless we can. And then, so it's this type of equipment that I'm looking at. So we definitely will want one of these eventually, or if it wasn't that, one of these right here, definitely. This JQ Power 400. Mm-hmm. So this is a miniature bulldozer, but you know, setting up the permanent housing the way we want it, we would want some, you know, I would want to put a shipping container underground up under your house and then cut the stairway so that you can enter into the shipping container from on top and be able to close the hatch behind you. And so being able to bury that shipping container, one of these would be ideal. You know, it takes a little bit of work, but you can get it done with this. And so that's only starting like at $1,500. And I'm saying only, like we got a lot of money and we don't. But those are the types of things we're going to need. And as I said, when things break because we are remote, then we need to have the ability to fix them ourselves. and to do it ourselves. And so that's why I would, you know, I would rather go this way, because they're going to be more robust. They're not going to break down as much, because we're not going to be using them like the military used them. And so that we won't have the wear and tear. But, you know, I just wanted you guys to see this is what's available. We put in our bid. Maybe we get it. Maybe we don't. But if we get it, then we know that we got to go get it.
Right.
And bring it back to wherever, bring it back to the land. So that's what I've been concentrating on. Yeah, I said this is cheaper. It's a better way to do it. And so this is where I'm going to proceed right now. And they do have, you know, they do have the shipping containers. I don't know if these are, I didn't look to see if these were centralized. Hold on a second. So what they got in Arizona is next to nothing. And that would figure because I'm in Arizona. If I wasn't in Arizona, everything would be here.
Mm-hmm.
So one of these right here, I would love to get. But let's see, I'm looking for shipping containers. Search. All right, so this is a 40-footer, and they want to start bidding starting at $1,000. If we were to buy it from somebody, then we would probably be starting at $3,000 or $4,000 right now. So it's just cheaper to get it from here. And what we'd have to worry about is transportation. And I'm thinking that another $600 or $700 to transport it to us. But like this one right here, and before I bought this, I would actually want to look on the inside. But it's starting off at what, $5?
Right.
And so I don't know if it had any chemicals in it. That's why it's so cheap. And this one right here, they want, you know, $500. $5, $5, and you can see how this one is kind of banged up. But we could get the shipping containers cheaper. And again, it's the transportation. So this is one. This is something hydraulic, though. I don't know what this is. Let's take a look at it. Oh, they want $57,000 for this. Now, that's not something we want. But here's the shipping container. It already has an AC unit in it and power. They want $16,000 for this. So, no, I wouldn't get that. So, it's already been kind of modified. And because it has, they want to charge more. I think we could probably wait. And if nobody bought this, then the price will go down. But this is the way it's already built on the inside with the counters.
Oh, okay.
And we would just have to, you know, modify it from there. But that's why they want so much more. And it's a 40-footer. It's not a 20-footer. And they didn't put a price on this one that I see. It says make an offer 20-foot shipping container. Looks to be fairly new. I would probably offer them $1,000 and see what they say. Actually, offer them $500.
Yeah, see what they say.
Yeah, see what they say. Inspection details. So yeah, that's what I've been doing, and then I'm gonna start with the glamping stuff. And get that, you know, and work from there. And then when we go to try to get financing for our house, our houses and stuff, then we'll try to piecemeal all this together. Because once we have money or a promise of money, then we can actually make better plans. Because I know that they told me before, by myself, I would qualify for like $740,000 through the VA, or what I would qualify for right now. All us together, we should be able to hit $1 million at least, if not more. We're not saying we need to get all that, but we need to make sure that we can get what we need. And so, and then I would not want to just skimp by with it. I would want to add in the things that we would need and maybe would want some things and include that, so that we don't say, well, Dad, wish we had got this after the fact. When once it's financed and the, you know, everything is done, then that's a bill and that's done. Can't add to it. So anyway, that's where I'm at. And like I said, I'll be looking at the tents first. And because they are that much cheaper than what we were going to be paying for the other ones, then I would get more to start with, because it never, you know, you never know when you see it like that again.
Right.
So while we have the money for it, then that's what I would do. Anyway, now I'll let you ladies go, because Sister Mary's snoring over there.
Are you snoring, Mary? Not yet.
How you know?
I ain't hear myself.
You ain't hear yourself. Okay. All right. May the Most High bless you. May He keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. Until we meet again, remember I love you. I really do. Cannot love you like the Most High loves you. Fear Elohim and keep His commandments, for this is our whole duty. Shalom, and enjoy the rest of your evenings.
Shalom. You also.
All right. Amen. All right. Let me stop this recording. Stop.